Okay, so I'd like to, since we have some time today, and I'd hope to go through all the parts yesterday, we didn't finish it, I will do Shina today, but I'd like to share or clarify a few things relating to Misasik. Okay, I'll hopefully clear a few things up. Again, as I just mentioned before the Shia, so the question of defining Misasik as being preoccupied with something else, Machlokas, the question that emerges is how far or how much distance you have to be between what you intend to do and what you did do. Right? I mean, so I urge you again to read the Tiferes Yisrael that I printed in Source 32 in the Kalkos HaShabbos, the Kalal on the Tes Malachas, it's Chelik Bezos Dalad, where he says you have to be Miskaven La'osa Maisa V'osa Gufa V'ofa Na'izu V'osa Seder. Okay, at least according to different sheetahs, if any one of those things is missing, so then it's going to be called the Misasik. And he by the way, presents the, Suli, he presents the Machlokas Rashi Meir HaTam there. Whether that, you know, I do want to just look at it since you asked. He says, Kagon, the fourth line, Kagon, she's Kagon like Bia Sakim, Bechotach Mechuber Bahag Bahaso. The fourth line of Source 32, right? As you picked up the knife sliced something. As you're picking it up, you had no intention to cut anything. You just, in the act of picking it up, and then cutting something, a sharp knife. So then, he was going to pick up these things of grace. He thought they were detached. The nims of mechuba, the Rashi is still chayav carbon because that's not like the knife. That's closer connected. I mean, he wanted to, it was the same goof, right? He just thought this was detached, right? But I mean, a tam gam zemach, that's still called misasi, right? So again, and then he goes below, Odi keeps saying that word below, and not like that. I feel in this cabin also over my house, also good malacha cheres, also going to chita be calm in this cabin of Chabos and the Hoover of Melan. He wanted to extinguish the flame, but by something by blowing, you think usually a fire, you blow out the fire. If you blow coals, it strengthens the fire, at least temporarily, right? So, you know, again, that was a totally different thing. So that's really what the Tiferes outlines. That Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos really is a question of how far apart what you end up doing has to be what you intended to do in order for the qualifier as Misasik. Rashi seems to have a, you know, kind of a more limited view of Misasik. It has to be, I intended to pick up this knife. I had no intention to do anything with the leaves. Okay, I didn't care whether they were Tolosh or Mechuber. It just so happens when I picked up the knife, I cut them. As opposed to, okay, according to Rashi, that's what the Rashi said, if I intended to pick up these very leaves or stalks or blades of grass, whatever they were, I just thought they were tallest and they were actually mechuber, that, according to Rashi, would not be called misasik. But Tom said that, yes, still be called misasik. Okay, that's it. Now, what really emerges is, and what I want to talk about a little bit today, since we'll go back to misasik, I'll share a little bit more. The bottom line is, as we saw, Misasik applies in other areas by Shari Surin also. So we saw it by, Chalav Marayas, right? In Machos Asuris and Bios Asuris. So there, the Gemara says, Misasik in Chalav Marayas, well, Chalav Marayas is still Chayim. Shekain Nen, right? In other words, it's had some kind of a benefit from it and so on. Now, the Mashmos is that in other areas, which is not Shekain Nen, other Isurim, when you violate the manner of Misasik, then it's not Shekain Nen, then you'd be Chayav. Then it would be, then you'd not be Chayav, then it would be Misasik. Right? And that's, sorry, Chalav Marayas is the exception that you Chayav even though it's Misasik. Because we explained yesterday, the action attached to you since you did get some benefit. That's the implication is that Chalav Marayas is the exception. However, on the flip side, okay, and that's again, there's all emergence that come on crazy test of base. We saw on the flip side, when it comes to Shabbos, we said that Shabbos is Misasik is Potter because of Leches Machsheves. Okay, the implication of that is that by all the Isurim, okay, Misasik would be Chayav. So, really, the question we have conflicting
what was the second
if Misasik is Potter, Leches Shabbos, because it fails to meet the criterion of Leches Machsheves. Because you went there and do something. However we define it, okay, what we define, however that distance has to be, but there's a distance, there's a disconnect between what you intended and what you resulted in doing. So the implication of the ruling by Shabbos is by all Shari Surim, then misasi utaka bichayim. So we have conflicting diukim. If you look at the chalav arayos, it sounds like that's the exception. Your misasik is chayim by chalav arayos, and it's potter by everything else. And again, if you look at, you start with your starting point, the Shabbos, by Shabbos misasik is potter, but it's chayim by everything else. So that's a question of, you know, the three levels. The question is, where does, you know, where does the other things that are not Shabbos and not chalav arayos fit in? Okay.
Why would we assume that chalav and arayos are the only two things?
No, because the Gemara mentions shekeinene. The Gemara says shekeinene because you get some kind of a benefit from it. You get
so why is that pleasure. But those are not the only two kinds of assuming
you gain that. No, but physical pleasure. Wow. See, it seems to be talking about physical pleasure.
I mean, chalav means just one.
But no, chalav means machal susur, not just chil.
All machal.
Yes, chalav means machal susur. Yeah. Right, he's pointing out there's another area, right? It actually relates in the sense of kavona, right? The Gemara says kafal parsim, that's going to force you to eat matzah and swallow it. So even though you have no intention to mitzvahs, yeah, so you see that shekeinene does play a rascal point, yeah. Okay, so.
What about kilayim? I mean, you saw explicitly in kilayim that you do benefit.
Because you're wearing the garment. So let's say you're misasik by kilayim. So that'll be the question. But the Gemara only identifies shekeinene by those two. It's a good question. How, you know, maybe it's a different type of hanah. But that's the one. The question is, I'm asking, what is the middle ground exactly? Okay. So according to Tosus, okay, that Tosus in Shabbos, all right, on Ayin Beis and Amud Beis, I printed it in source 17. Okay. The question seems to be, you know, what was your intent versus the result? Was what got switched? Okay, what ended up happening as opposed to what you planned to happen? Is it Isser Beheter? Okay, in other words, we're only going to say that something is Misasek if what I wanted to do was Mutter, and it ended up that what I did was Osir. Right? That's what Mischalef. Mischalef iser behet. In other words, so therefore we say like this: b'chol atarakula, misasik is taka potter. If it meets the standard of what I intended to do was mutter, I ended up being awesome. The exception is chalav marayos. Chalav marayos you chayim anyway. Okay. So what emerges from Tosus? Okay, I mean, you have to look at it again in source 17. What emerges from Tosus is that when other cases, not Shabbos, other cases outside the realm of Shabbos, all right, misasek will be potter if you intended to do something mutter and ended up being osir, that type of misasek, okay, that type of misasek. It was a limited view of misasek. I want to do something completely mutter and end up I did something osir, okay. So in such a case, that would taka be potter in kala tarkula, except for chalav marayos. Chalav marayos, even that misasik is chayav. Okay, by Shabbos, however, the chidah by Shabbos, even if I wanted to do one thing that was also, and I did a different thing that was also, that too is potter. That's not true in kala. In this chalav iser be iser, like we saw before. I wanted to pick berries, I picked grapes. I want to pick first grapes, then figs, and I pick first figs, then grapes. Right? That's back that also say there that the Tiferes all talks about. That's not true in Kol HaTorah. Okay, you hear the chiluk, the middle ground, the middle position. Kol HaMarayis, there's no Ptur Misasik whatsoever. Okay, by Kol HaTorah is a Ptur Misasik. If what I intended to do was mutter, and it ended up willy nilly, I ended up doing something else. Then it's called Misasik Kol HaTorah Potter. By Shabbos, even if I intended the chiddush by Shabbos, because of Malachas Machshavas. Because again, we come back to the question we touched on yesterday. If you learn Misasik out from that pasuk, right? The pasuk is where was that pasuk in Vikar Perek Dalet, right? Chatos Asher Chata Ba. So then, if that's true by Kol HaTorah, what do you need to talk about Malachas Machshavas for? The answer is Malachas Machshavas broadens. That's a machlokes how far it broadens it that we saw, but it broadens the definition of misasik. So there are really three different levels. Okay, there's chalav arayos, where misasik is also no matter what. There's no ptur misasik. In the other next level is called, you know, Shari Surim. Shari Surim, Misasek is Potter, but provided it's a type of Misasek where I wanted to do something mutter and ended up doing something awesome. And on Shabbos, Misasek is Potter, even if I intended to do something awesome, I ended up doing something different awesome. You follow that?
Within the same Isser of the grapes, which are the base.
It doesn't matter. That's why Shabbos, according to Sarah, that's going to call Misasek. Because I didn't do what I intended. Again, that's the phrase as well. And even a different order. I ended up picking both the grapes and the figs. But I did it in a backwards order. That for sure doesn't apply in Kolotor. An upgrade doesn't apply by Kolomari. So follow, that's what emerges from Tosis. Now we saw last time the Tshuva of Rekiva Eger, Adur Kama Simichas. Rekiva Eger has some kashas on that approach of Tosis and so on. I mean, I didn't print the whole Tshuva. Okay, that doesn't like that reading so much. So Rekiva Eger has, as we saw yesterday, a little bit of a different understanding of the three. There are also going to be three levels, so to speak. I mean, you know, again, I have to be this. Chalav Marayas on one extreme, the Shabbos on the other extreme, and then there's a Kala Tarkula in the middle. So according to Rekiva Eger, is that by Kala Tarkula, okay, by Shari Surim, even by Miss Asik, there is a Maisa Avera. There's a Maisa Avera. But there's no Chiv Korban. Okay? By Chalom Varayas, there's a Maisa Avera, and there is a Chiv Korban. And by Shabbos, there isn't even a Maisa Avera. We spent that yesterday, right? You follow? So following the three levels. Chalom Varayas, it's a Maisa Avera, and your Chayav Korban. There's no Ptur of Misasek. By Chalom Varayas. The middle case, Shari Surim, is... it's still a Maisa Avera. The only thing is, there's no Chiyuv Korban because that pasuk, you know, Alachas Mehen, it doesn't, Mechas, Chashe Chotabo. And Shabbos is not even a Maisa Avera. It's a zero. Yeah.
So how can you have a Maisa Avera with no Korban?
Okay, so it has to be a different Korban Kapara, some type of Tshuva, whatever we say, but it's not a Korban. Because remember, that pasuk of Hashe Chotabo is by Korban Chattas. Okay, that's I printed it in source. Back in source 8. Asher nosi yechta, oh, blah, 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 this is parak dal, posuch of base, chav gimel, oh, dal, chatos, asher chatabo. Okay, that's a technical requirement, there's a kosa for chatos, for a carbon chat. We still need kapar, well, yeah. Okay, that yes, you would. Not by Shabbos, though, because according to Shabbos, not even my savera. And that's what he said, the kolon rabbinay won't apply. Right, won't apply because not even my savera. And that's
how do you define the term avera? Avera seems, the term itself seems
a transgression or violation of something. It is some sort of transgression. No, because of the by Shari Surim, you ate something. I'm sorry, you did something usher. Okay, at the end, based on you did something usher happened. It doesn't. It's a middle ground.
For me, if like the term you did something usher implies some form of agency, it's a very weird way.
But you want to say something usher resulted as a result of my action.
Yeah.
So that's the question. So therefore, since it wouldn't be in the category of Shekha Tavah, it's still, at the end of the day, something went against the Torah. So you need what exactly the kapara will be. I don't know. We don't bring a carbon, except for Chalav Arayis. Shabbos, though, it's not even a Maisa Avera because it doesn't meet the standard of Malachas Mach Shabbos. So therefore, it's nothing. So I did mention, you know, the let's just look again, if you don't mind, at 26. So that's Rabbi Akiva Eger. So I'm saying both Tosas and Rabbi Akiva Eger, they'll acknowledge that there are three levels, right? There are three. There's Chalom Arayis, there's Shari Surim, then there's Shabbos. So Tosis holds, by Chalom Arayis, there's no such thing as Misasek, no matter what. By Shari Surim, there is such a tour of Misasek, but only if it's Nishalev, Isra Behetra. I intend to do something Mutter, and Usher resulted. Okay? But if I intend to do something Usher and something different Usher resulted, that by Kalaturi could not be Misasek, it'd be Chayav. Then by Shabbos, even if Nishalev, Isra Behetra, okay, even if what I ended up planning to do was one Isra and then as a result of it, that'll still be misasik by Hilchos Shabbos. That's Tosfos. Rekiva Eger will say the difference is in labeling it a Maisa Avera and an accompanying Chiyuv Korban. By Chalav Arayis, it's a Maisa Avera and there's an accompanying Chiyuv Korban because there's no such pure of misasik. By Shari Surim, it's a Maisa Avera, but because of the exclusion of Asher Chotabah by Korban Chatos, there is no Chiyuv Korban, but it's still a Maisa Avera. For whatever other nafkaminis, for kapara, for kamal rame, for other things. And by Hilchos Shabbos, it's not even a Maisa Avera. you take a look about halfway down in that, and I showed you, by the way, the Abdin Ezer and Eglei Tal disagrees with this Kodesh Rukimega. Okay, he says it's, you know, it is a Maisa Vera. And again, I think I couldn't find it, but I think they say that Reb Chaim did not agree with it either. Reb Chaim Brisker also thought, no, it's still a Maisa Vera. Reb Chaim Brisker still felt that it's a Maisa Vera even by Shari Surah, not to, I'm sorry, it is a Maisa Vera even by Shabbat. I think that's what they say from him. Okay, that there is a Maisa Vera. Not like that. But anyway, I'm not sure. Okay. In other words, not Farket, I'm sorry. Yeah, Farket. By Shari, even by Shari, so there's no mice in there. Even by Shari, so there's no mice in there. Against this Chilek of Kivega. Okay, that's even by Shari, so there's no mice in there. That's the definition. But Misasik means there's no mice in there. Okay. Maybe along the lines you were saying, because it implies some sort of. That's what they say from Chama. I couldn't find it. I didn't look thoroughly. That's what. In my head. So anyway, So by Shari Sum, there's a Maisa Vera, you know, maybe call it a weaker Maisa Vera. That make you happy? It's a weaker Maisa Vera, therefore it's no Chiyuv Karbon. I think I mentioned that yesterday. Okay. Those who disagree with the Kivager may still say, but there's still going to be a Chilek. Note again, we are over. Background, overarching our background question is, if you have a tour from carbon based on a Sher Chotaba, so what do you need Malachas Machshevas for? If you don't accept the Ki'egu's Chilek, you don't accept that Chilek. His Chilek is a good Chilek. No, it's still a difference. By Shar Kol Asurim, Shar Yisurim Torah, it's a Maisa Vera, and by Shabbos, not a Maisa Vera. We don't accept that. There still could be a difference in that, again, more or less like Tosin saying that the Gedarim of Misasek are much broader with regard to Hilchos Shabbos than by Shari Surim. Right? The much broader definition of what is Misasek, like Tosin saying. Yisub Heter as opposed to even Yisub Isser as opposed to Yisub Heter and so on. Okay, now, I just want to show you just along those lines. One second. There's the Rambam. Put that Rambam, 1 second. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look back in 20, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Aleph, Chalachates. Miskaven lilkot te'enim shchoros ulikir levonos, osh miskaven lilkot te'enim achar kachanovim, v'nepa chador v'likir avim tchilim achar kachanovim, potter. Okay, I mean, that's a much broader understanding of Misasig than by Sharisim. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say regarding that. One other important Gaara, really, that's what I was thinking about yesterday. You know, we saw that there'll be a the Drabbanan, you know, again, Patam is Patam Alasar. Okay, so the question is, there no Maisa Vera whatsoever by Shabbos, you know, is there any Din Drabbanan? How do you have a Drabbanan by Misasek, right? I mean, no. So again, I showed you at the end, the Sugin Shabbos of Yud Aleph and Aleph, the Mishnah says that a lo yetzi chayat b'machto, you know, again, the tailor has his needles or his sewing, whatever they're called, you know, those old things called. Okay. And he sticks it behind his ear, whatever. So you shouldn't go out on Friday afternoon because he'll forget. And Tosa explains, he'll forget that it's Shabbos. He'll end up being misasik. Okay. Because Tosa says, so what if you forget? It's potter. Right? And the Gemara says, let's look in the 27th. The Mishnah says, so what? Okay, I feel yetzer lekei sur deraisa. Okay, proves from different gemaras and no sur deraisa anyway because of the malachas machshavas. It's misasik. So Tosfos say, okay, but it still be.
What is the issue here? I didn't understand that.
The
tailor shouldn't go out with
his carrying Shabbos. So why a tailor? That's the example I gave. It was a common thing that I guess he kept his. Like I gave an example, a person puts a pencil behind his ears. Maybe forget about it. His coat, his hair, whatever he had it. Right. So therefore, he ended up carrying it. That's misasik, right? So that's what Tosfos says. No, but still, you'll forget that it's Shabbos. I mean, so you see that there's even so what is the Drabbanan? The Drabbanan is don't put yourself in a situation. That's the Drabbanan. So I just want to now to wrap this up before we go right there and talk about Sheena a little bit, is explain something that this, you know, may help put a few things together. Okay? In other words, the question is there an Issa Drabbanan, any Issa Drabbanan by Misasik? So what do you mean Issa Drabbanan? I mean, He didn't know what he was doing. What's Rabbana, what Rabbana going to be gozer? But they didn't know anything. The answer is, again, so it seems that they can be gozer to prevent it, to prevent defense, right? Prevent it from happening. So if you remember, we said that by Dover Shainam Miskavin, okay, by Dover Shainam Miskavin, talking about last week, right? So Shita of Yehuda is that Dover Shainam Miskavin is Osir in Sharisurim. I remember Yehuda said it's Osir in Sharisurim. So therefore, on Shabbos, he says, even though it should not be Osir on Shabbos because of Lechaz Machshavas, what's Yehuda's feeling? It's Osir anyway. Why? Midrabbanan, because, remember what we're saying? Tzegzeira Otu Sharisurim. Since Dover Shainam Miskavin is Osir by Sharisurim, so Mamela, and Shabbos, the Rabbanon Aser. Even on Shabbos, it's not Aser because it's not Aser Deraisa, it's not a Malacha because it's not like it's Shabbos. But still, the Alexera Otto and Abshimon, who holds in Kol HaTarkula, there's no, the Dover Shem is Kavan is Potter. So there's no Xera Otto. There's no reason for the Rabbanon to Aser on Shabbos, Otto, not on Shabbos, because Otto, other Yisroel. There's no Satim by other Yisroel. Okay, that's what we said by, remember? That's what we said by Dover Shem is Kavan, right? Similarly, regarding Malacha Shem Tzvich Legufo, okay, there even Rabbi Shimon says that it's also the Rabbanon on Shabbos. Okay, it's also the one on Shabbos. All right, why? Because that type of activity, we did it for some other reason. That's only limited to Shabbos. There's no such concept of Malacha Shem Tzvich Legufo by Shari Surin. Only Legufo, what makes it like the Mishkan. There's at least what it certainly tells us, right? So there's no such concept of Malacha Shem Tzvich Legufo by Shari Surin. All right, so that because there's no shaykhus to the Mishkan by Shari, there's nothing to pin. We most learn to pin Malachas and Gufa on. Okay, so Mamela, along the same line, even Reb Shimon will agree that when it comes to Malachas and Gufa, what's the din going to be on Shabbos? Also Darbona, because they, I'm certainly going to be Yehuda, right? Because by Dover Shem Miskavim, we said there's no issue by Shari Surim, so therefore Reb Shimon says no reason to make it there auto on Shabbos, no auto anything. But by Malacha Shem Tzvich Legufo, which it is Osir by Shari Surim, because the concept doesn't exist. Okay, we do such a thing in some unusual way, you know, whatever it is Osir, because there's no concept of Malacha Shem Tzvich Legufo by Shari Surim. So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, even though the Doraisa, since it doesn't match the Mishkan, it's not Malacha Shabbos. But there, even if Shimon will agree that what? It's also Rabban, the same Zera Otto. Right? Does that make sense? Right? And that's the din. Okay, so now, at least according to Mikiva Eger's presentation, we can say the same thing with regards to Misasik. Okay? By Shari Surim, Misasik is a Maisaver. Okay? Is a Maisaver, according to Mikiva Eger's approach. Okay? So therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, where it's not a Maisaver, but the Rabbanon will still say, Otu Shari Surim, you shouldn't put yourself in a situation. You know what I'm saying? You follow? In other words, since there is, again, according to Rebbe Kager, if you hold like Chaim that's not a Maisa Ver by Shari Surim, this won't work. But within Rebbe Kiva Eger, who says that the difference between Shari Surim and Shabbos, leaving out, when I say Shari Surim, I mean leaving out Chalav of Arayas, but by Shari Surim, there is a Maisa Isur, it's a Maisa Ver, it doesn't happen to have a carbon because of technicality, it's excluded from the carbon, but there's still a Maisa Ver. So Mimela on Shabbos, Rabbanon want people to avoid things that are Maiseveres. Happens that by Shabbos, not a Maiseveres, it's not much of Shabbos. But since this type of activity would, by other Yisroel, constitute a Maiseveres, according to Mickey Baker, so therefore on Shabbos, they made Xero to Rabbanon to avoid putting yourself in that situation as well. Okay? So that's the idea by Misasik, maybe that explains why there is some form of Drabbanan by Misasik, at least according to that source we saw before, to avoid the, to avoid in the Tosus, in Shabbos Yid Alpan Aleph, the Masko Shem, 29, to avoid putting yourself in a situation. Why? Misasik is a zero. So you could say the same way we said that by Malacha Shem Tzvich Legufo, we said that it's Osir Midrabbanan on Shabbos, Otto Shari Surim, and Rabbi Yehuda says that by Dover Shem Miskavin too. Shimon doesn't, but Rabbi Yehuda says that by Dover Shem Miskavin also, it's a Gzera Otto. So you say the same thing by Misasik, the sort of Gzera Otto, since by Shari Surim, it's a Maisaver. So Rabbanan said, well, Shabbos won't encourage it either. Yeah.
Doesn't that almost make like four categories? Because then this also, I guess, is broken down between if I put myself in a situation, let's say I'm playing a game by the lights and I'm like, then I'd be over there. But if I am by trip and then I fell on.
Okay, that's true. I mean, you could still, right. Okay, the midrabbanan, there'll be another level.
No, but
you're right. Because that's what you said yesterday. Right? How you have a drabbana? I tripped. You're right. I'm just showing you. See, from that toes, that is conceptually, Rabbanan is saying stay away from it. So I'm just suggesting this idea that it's because since if you're, again, I stress, there's only libid this chelik or bikeregel, okay, which others we say disagree with. But according to that, maybe we can understand it. According to the others, okay, I have to figure it out. But here I think it matches nicely. But what we say about Malchus and Gufa being drabbanan, even according to Shimon, it also drabbanan Shabbos atu sharisurim, and Yehuda says that even by Darash and Miskavim, Shimon does. Okay, Evan, yeah, good. That makes some sense. It's okay. So again, as I said to you, I think you should take a look at the Tiferes Yisrael in Source 32. It's long. I don't want to read it. In the second half, I keep asking this question yesterday. In the second half, it makes the chilik between the Miskavim also Darash Mutar and Darash and Miskavim. So it's kedai to read, and it summarizes and refers to many of the Gemaras and the Rishonim that we saw. Okay, all right. So let's now, to finish up this shiur, talk about shinui, doing something in an abnormal or backhanded, something that's called kalach yad, okay, type of situation. Okay, so that will start with number 33. So here's a Gemara in Shabbos. I ain't going to Vegas, 33. Amar of Papa. Haiman the shada pisa, la dikla. Okay, but also tamri. The guy tossed some sort of like a ball of dirt, a clump of dirt. He threw it, okay, at a dikla, a date palm tree. That's what Rashi says, 34. The shoulder piece of dikla, zarak pieces were gavim ledekel. Dirt, what ended up with asar tamri, when the clump of dirt hit the tree, some dates fell off. Sometimes you shake a tree, the fruit will fall off, right? So he threw this big ball of dirt at a date palm tree, and some dates fell off. Okay, so the Gemara says, Chayav Shtayim, two Isurim, Achas Mishum Tolesh, right? Tolesh is Rashi told of Kotzer, and Achas Mishum Mefarik. Let's look at Rashi. Mefarik is told of Dosh. Shemefarik Tvua Mishivila Dosh means, when you separate the chaff, separate something from its source, okay? Shom porik minachamor, okay? Lifro kmasa, to remove, precotina, right? Unless you said, right, animals collapsing on its weight, so you're supposed to help the owner get the donkey collapses. Okay, it's called precotina, removing the stuff and being toying with him. Right? Unless we said, it's also mishpatim, so that's precotina. So lefarik means to remove. So the lifrok masa, lakra davam komo. That he says, no, labor, comment, you know, the shmo gom, let's think about some lefarik ha-tor, I mean, you're moving the dates where they come from. Okay.
Are we assuming the person wants?
So it doesn't really say, okay, but you did benefit from it. More important for us right now is the statement of Rashi. That's a papa. Amar Rashi, ein derech tlisha bekach, ve ein derech prika bekach. Okay, there's no chayef shtayim means, karbonas. He said, no, because ein, that's not the normal way of either throwing dirt at a tree. It's not the way you normally pluck fruits. Okay, and it's also not the way you normally remove something from its source. So we'll have to talk about, when we come to Kotzer, we'll see about what your kavana was and so on. But now, Rashi says, ein derech tlisha bekach, ay de zrika. Ela obiyad, obikli. Okay? Either you pluck with your hand, you got some kind of a sickle or whatever you cut the fruit with, right? But tolesh kela achar yadu. This is called tolesh kela yadu, and it's potter. So that's what we see from this with regard to Shina. If you do something kela achar yad, you're potter. Okay? That's here in Shabbos, ayin gimel oy beis. Good.
Now,
another Gemara in Shabbos Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah actually. Hamotzi, not the bracha motzi, when you carry. Hamotzi, take something out. Hamotzi, bein bimino, bein bismolo. whether you carry with your right hand or with your left hand, okay, betoch cheko, or even, you know, in someone your lap or your stomach, somewhere, or ksefa on your shoulders, chayav, okay, chayav. Shekain masa b'nei kohas. Again, everything after the Mishkan. So I think we discussed at the very beginning. Rashi there quotes, Pasuk says, and I didn't print the Pasuk, it's Pasuk in Parshas Naso. It says that, remember Parshas Naso, we read it the first day of Hanukkah, that part, that they gave, but at Hanukkah and Mishkan, they gave wagons. The Nesiim gave wagons, remember? They gave wagons to the Leviim to help transport certain things in the Mishkan. So they donated these agos, these wagons. But it says, V'livnei kahos lo nasa. The B'nai Kahas, only the B'nai Gershon and the Merari got wagons. The B'nai Kahas did not get wagons because it says, Kavodas HaKadosh Aleim, HaKosik, because they carried the Aron and the most Kudosh ticket things, said to carry by hand. And it says, HaKosik Yisol. Okay? Now, so that's what that came out of B'nai Kahas. But Kelacha Yabba, but if you carry in some kind of backhanded way, Miraglo, somebody picks up with your toes up and you hop or whatever, carrying, holding the item between your toes. Or befiv, you carry it in your mouth. Or bemarpeka, it's like in your armpits. Or beozno, your ears, besaro, bepundasos, and your belt somehow, pilamata, bein pundas lachaluko, or in between your belt and your pants, your shirt, whatever. Or besfas chaluko, means like by the hem. Or bemino, your shoe, all these cases, potter. Shalo hotzi kiderech hamotziyim. Because that is not how people generally carry. You carry something in your hand, you carry something under, you know, under your arms like that, but you don't really carry something in your teeth or you know, in your feet or whatever, or you're putting something between your belt and your pants. Okay? That's what the Mishnah says. Now, going further than Rashi explains, even though I may be a righty, but it doesn't matter. If I carry my left hand, it doesn't matter. So somebody's wondering about it, right? I may be a right-handed person, so I do most of my activities my right-handed person, but I'll talk about myself now. I am a righty. But very often, I carry my bag or my briefcase or whatever with the left hand. It's normal. You don't need necessarily. I mean, if it's exceptionally heavy, so I use my stronger hand. Okay. Otherwise, you know, you carry the right and left, whatever, you pick up the thing, right? So that's what Rashi says, because yaminu small v'cheik orachara. That's normal. Arachar means the normal, derech haaretz, the normal way people do things. Or b'shem yitzu b'yehuda matzah, shalom b'shem rabhai, shemafurish b'talmud shalom b'kudas aloz ben aron ha-kohen, shem en amor, k'tor sam b'nichas, shalom b'shem ha-mishcha. He quotes Yerushalmi, I think I showed Yerushalmi at the beginning, that the aloz ben aron ha-kohen, they would carry the shem en amor, and it says, echad b'yomar, echad b'smol, v'atoz b'cheikov, achiv, ha-wit b'koseid. They expanded. There are other things also called normal carrying. Okay, again, what do you see from that Gemara in Shabbos Tzadi Beis? That also, if you carry kalach hayad, you're potter. Again, the potter here means potter. Avolasu d'rabbanan. Still lasu d'rabbanan to carry the Rosh Hashanah without an Erev. I'm carrying on my head. Okay. I don't normally do that. All right, but you know, it would not be a violation of Shabbos because it's not malachas machshavah. It's not the normal way of doing something, but. If I do it in this other way, it's part of the rise, but still also the Rabbanan. Okay? I just want to point out the Gemara on that same page in Shabbos, Tzadi Beis Manav, 37 notes. Amar Rav, Mishum Chia. Question? The question?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he said, Hamotzi Masu B'Shabbos Rosh Chayavchat. Okay? The Gemara quotes that, the dissenting opinion, that if you put something on your head, you Chayavchat. Shekain Anche Hutzol. Osin Kane. The people of Hutzal carried like that. When I was a kid in Eretz Yisrael, we went to Eretz Yisrael, you walk through the Arab Shuk to get to the coast. Now I think most people walk through, you know, the Shariyap and you make that right and you go by the Dov and you go through the Jewish quarter, first the Armenian quarter, the Jewish quarter. It used to be everybody, nobody walked out. It used to be walked straight down and came to Shariyap through the Arab Shuk. It was an adventure, you know, it was always like a you know, I mean, it stopped with the intifadas and some of the, you know, but it used to be, I was a kid, I was 9 years old, I walked there myself. It was not an issue. Okay, it was not a problem then. You know, I knew exactly how to go and make the right, and then left, you get to the coast, it was easy to find. And it was good for those guys in business too, because it was a big, all the tours went there, because it was big, you know, you bargained with these guys, you know, these guys were selling stuff, so how much is it, $100? Okay, I'll give you $5. All right, we'll agree on 10. You know what I mean? That's how the bargaining worked. And of course, when I was a kid, I'd walk with my brother. We'd imagine that, you know, it's a kind of a movie, you know, like right when I walk past this booth, the guy slipped back and he picks up the phone and says, He just walked by, you know, for some spy movie. But Lamaisa was probably safe to walk there. So I remember my mother, women carrying stuff on their heads. You would see they had some kind of Arab women had these special, some type of, I don't know, wasn't a hat exactly, but I guess would soften the weight. And they carried their baskets, their shopping baskets, and stuff literally on their head. I'm not talking about a refrigerator, obviously, but I'm talking about, you know, they would carry food, bread, you know, basket on their head. So that's the Gemara here speaks of the Anshi Hutzah. Hutzah's look down somewhere, right? Rashi says, okay, Tzadi Beis Malal Shabbos, to be an Anshi Hutzah, how you know sin kadeh mayim v'yayin al rashayin. They know some of that. Not, you know, look, man, no hands. Literally. And I remember seeing it all the time. You have to have good balance. Or you have to be used to it or whatever. But that's how they would carry it. Anshe Hutzel did that too. So Gemara says, therefore, that's a normal way of carrying. So Gemara asks, Anshe Hutzel, Rubu the Alma, really? So these funny people, Hutzel did that. That's what most people do. Ele'i itmar hochi itmar. Amar Rabbi Shemachia, Echa mibnei Hutzel, Shehotzi Masa Rosh B'Shabbos Chayim. Oh, if he came from Hutzel, that's called Chayim. She came, but Eira also came. But then the Gemara rejects that too. The Gemara says the famous "Tiboto daito itzadas kol aleitzal kol adam." But we don't make halacha on the basis of individual activity. Most people don't, so we can't call it kind. Eliyim mahachimar hamotzi masa rosha potter in tinzeloma anche hutzel otzim kain bota daito itzal das itzal kol adam. Okay. So that's a question Tosus deals with a little bit, 39. So it sounds from the Gemara that even the Anshe Hutzel, that would not be normal because Butla Daito, you know, their funny thing, we say that's not the way most people do it, and therefore it's not going to be considered Malach on Shabbos. Tosus discusses there in Tim Saloma, our Shabbos study based on 39, Mashmadal Asra Nami Omer the Butla Daito. And that's a question. It seems from there that even in their city, that would not be called carrying, even if it was a normal way to do things. But we make halacha based on the robe of the world. And then, you know, that concept of butler daita, so it comes up in other halachas also. Okay, for example, you know, there's a big question, not Kapaska here, but a big question about, you know, using grape juice for the arba kosos on Pesach night. It has to be derech cheres, it has to be something. So the Moshe Fancy, some posts can say it's okay, if you like grape, it's better. So the cheres is the simply what you enjoy. Some people don't, I happen not to like one. Okay, I don't enjoy it. To me, you know, people make fun of me, come to my house, they bring a bottle of wine, I said, give it to somebody who's going to appreciate it. To me, it all tastes like mouthwash. I just don't care for it. You know, so the wine I use for Shabbos is, you know, Kerem, whatever, you know, for $6 a bottle. But to some people, my wife, and some people happen to enjoy wine. So and I prefer grape juice to wine. So the question is, what about a Pesach and an Arba Kosos? So even kid. So do we say it goes by what you like? That's how Rav Soloveitchik said, and they said the quarter bound cutlers and whatnot like that also. But Rav Moshe said no, because even though you don't like it, but the daita, it's a das ben elam, that's called cheres for most people. You don't propose a toast. Well, let's all pick up our grape juice and we'll have a toast. And it's a wine, a champagne, a good wine, right? They can't make a toast. So it's a but the daita das ben elam. That's what Rav Moshe says. So I don't mind it. It doesn't make me sick. I'm not talking about, but I'm not that's going to make you sick. That's a different story. Doesn't make me sick. I can drink that. I just don't like it. I remember that, you know, some hold that, I've said this before, some hold that Chalamoid, at least Chalamoid Sukkah, it's proper to have wine every day. Not just on Yom Tov, but in the Simcha, Pshat HaHot, like they wrote it up. Okay, that maybe Sukkah is different than Pesach for a reason we'll discuss another time. But so, and Sukkah says, so if Simcha is Yom Tov, is every day, and Sukkah is every day, is in a sense of New Yom Tov, because remember that Gemara, you say hello, because Chalukim, Bekorban Hosein, Warnachim, so a few reasons why this, maybe that doesn't apply to Pesach, but you have a little bit of wine every day of Chalamoid. I remember when I was in Bochum, I started to do that, I lived in my father's house. So I came into the Sukkah one day, Chalamoid, and I poured myself a glass of wine, and I guess that I drank it, I must have grimaced, you know, I just don't like wine that much. And my father said, wow, look at that silver. It's written all over your face. That's so simple. But okay, maybe we'll say, what the diet? I don't mind it, but what the diet's allows me to know. That's what it says. Yes, that's a question. Because also, again, I'm not going to, it talks about that in certain places they squeeze certain fruits and so on. And Tosus makes a distinction. Is it just one city or is it a large area? Okay, something maybe, I don't know, like Kedushin. Remember what language counts as our Mekudesh? We say Mekudeshes. Okay, we say our Mekudeshesly. The Gemara has a whole bunch around Davav. The Gemara has a whole bunch of different types of lashonos. Remember kedushas? It says, well, in Eretz Yehuda, they call this also kedusha. What's what Eretz Yehuda is? That's not everybody, but Eretz Yehuda does count. But that's a much bigger area than Hutz. So right, that's what tells those answer that. Anyway, quite a number of other. I'm sorry, question. Yeah.
That one's a little too large for Shinar.
Yeah.
But if you have a Shinar and you're doing it, let's say for the parent example we said earlier, wouldn't that be 0 out of 0? How can it be, how can that still be us right here where Shinar is 0 banan and also, you know, depending on how you're carrying, it's also going to be
different. Oh, you mean, if it's only Carmelis and so on and so forth?
Or yeah, or yeah, they don't put it down. Just
okay, so maybe you could argue there wouldn't be a target. By the way, we do say, if in a case of emergency, the taka do it that way, we're only violating the Durabana, the Dua Kalachiyat. I was saying, yeah. I'm saying where Kalachiyat comes up, if you have to violate Shabbos, so you're allowed to violate Shabbos. For Chola, Chol Sheish Masakam, I'm sure you're allowed to violate Shabbos. Okay? But if with no loss of time, no increased danger, he can do it in a manner that's only darbana. You can do it kalachayad. As I tell you, it's happened every once in a while. You know, I came home, my wife left the blech on or whatever it is, and the wind or whatever blew out, the fire was out. So the gas is seeping in the house. That's sakana, you know. So you can turn off, but I could do it with my elbow, right? And then you're wrong. You dial with your dial, nobody knows, but you do it with your pinky, whatever. Okay, so that is one area where it comes up. Not if it's going to cost you more time and the person's in danger. You know, but if you get a guy to do it, it's also better. Right? I remember one time one of my sons was had to be hospitalized, was the first night of Sukkot, years ago. So my wife went to the ambulance, I wasn't sure, whatever. I came back, so I walked in the hospital, and the automatic door, you know. So nobody else was coming, you know. If someone else comes, you walk in. So there was a security guard there. So I said to the guard, I said, you know, it's my holiday today. I'm not allowed to enter the door and cause electricity. Is there any other way to get in the building besides this? I was basically hinting. He said, no, this is the only way. Mm-hmm. I just got to do it. Really? I mean, there's no other, because I'm not allowed to go in this way. So I'm just wondering, just completely missed it. So eventually somebody can. Anyway, but that's what does come. Just to show a few other makaris, I want to finish this show today. This is Gemara Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Beis. I just printed a few places in Gemara. Okay, Zorik Le Kalachayad. What does Kalachayad mean? I'm just showing you that's another expression. Okay, we saw already Rashi in the first sukkah we saw said that Kalachayad means, you know, that's the same thing as Ein Gimel Beis 34. Right, Tolish Kalachayad, and the Gemara says Ein Derech Tlish Mekar. That's what Kalachayad means. That's the word means. Okay, as Rashi says there in Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel Beis 41, Kalachayad, Shalo Kederech Zvika. Okay, you don't do it. You throw something, you toss it off your shoulder. You put it on your shoulder. That's not throwing. It's a different way. You know, it's Kalachayad. It's a different way. However, now there's another Mishnah. Okay, Kuf Gimel and Aleph 42, Akosiv Shtei Osios, Bein Bimino, Bein Bismolo, Bein Mishem Yachad, Bein Mishtei Shemos, Bein Mishtei Simonos, B'chol Oshem Chaya. You wrote to the, huh?
This morning,
which now said? 40 Gemara. And I was really only brought the Gemara to show you the Rashi. That Kalachiyad means Shaloka Derech. Kalachiyad means Shaloka Derech. It's one of the show. The Mishnah, Unkuf Gimel Beis, 42, Kosev Shtei Osios, Bein Mimenus, you know, Bein Mishem Echad, Rashi, the Shtei and Alfin, the same letter. I wrote the same letter twice. Doesn't mean two different letters. Or Bein Mishtei Shemos, Aleph Beis, Rashi says, right? Two different letters. Bein Mishtei Simonios, okay, two different types of, right? One letter with Dio, which was regular ink, and the one was sikra, which is some other type of paint or whatever. Okay, b'chol oshem, doesn't matter what language it is and so on. It's chay. On Riosi, lo chivu shtei osios el mishum roshem. Okay, Riosi says shtei osios is only because of roshem. It was a simon. Okay, it was a simon, and I didn't write any letters because in the Mishkan, okay, in the Mishkan it was actually where was writing in the Mishkan. So Rashi fills in. Okay, and based on this Gemara, because Shekach Kosin Al Karshia Mishkan, they numbered, there's a din, that whatever, you know, when you have the boards that made up the wall of the Mishkan, right? So whatever board was in the north always had to be in the north. Whatever board, that's it, they learned out from Sukkim. It had to be standing straight. Atzei Shittim owned him, and Keresh is off. Yes, coming. He's always beyond. How do you know? They took the place. They would make markings like people do with their sukkah panels, right? I mean, some people, some people like wooden sukkahs or whatever.
Yeah.
So maybe this is one, two, you know, or everyone's got their own system. I think, you know, I used to have this is the northwest corner, this is the southeast corner. Okay, whatever works. But that's what they did in the Mishkan. So Rashi explains from Roshim, right? Look at the end of Rashi. Also, Yosef Lemeir Dafu Lo Kosa El Roshim Shnei Rishu Yamal Simon Chayim. Okay, that's the Gemara, and that's the Mishnah. Now, notice that Mishnah said whether you wrote, whether you write or left. Any type of that's Rabbi Yossi. Again, I'm not learning Kosev now, so we don't need all those details. But the key for us is Bein Bimino, Bein Bismolo. One second, okay? Why isn't writing with my left hand if I'm a righty, which I am, if you're writing with your right hand, if you're a lefty, why isn't that called Rachayad, right? So the Kedusha Ran, and we mentioned before, it's Miuchas to Ran, but it's one of the Mishonim. Kedusha Ran, there in Shabbos, Kul Kimurah, says, Omar Abai B'sholeit B'shtei Yadav. Okay, so that's, what about a person we call ambidextrous, writes with both hands, right? Whether he writes just as well with one hand, what's the other hand, okay? So he says, the Gemara says is, it's only considered kosev if you write with both hands. If it's the sholot b'shayada, I can talk it right. So I personally, I don't have anybody here. I'm right-handed. If I write my life, nothing will come out looking legible. It'd be very hard. Maybe very slowly I can do it and so on. Okay, but the Gemara says, and the Mishnah is talking about somebody who is, you know, sholot b'shayada. There are people who can do it, but they say about Chaim Ozer, right? Chaim Ozer.
So you said
that
only
class with the right and left. Otherwise, it's whichever hand you normally use. And other than that, it would be Kalach HaYad. Okay? So, Chaim Ozer, they said, not only can write with right left hand, they can write two different shulas at the same time. Okay? Okay, that's a compartmentalizing your brain. I mean, you can't figure out how to do that. Although, I told this once when I was teaching in Yeshiva High School somewhere, and the English teacher there was a non-Jewish. Said he had a professor who he saw could write two, he saw his own eyes, could write two different sentences with all of each hand. Okay, so the story of Chaim Ozer could assume it's well with you. Okay, anyway. Chaim Ozer said he could write two, with ambidextrous, someone he could write where he could write at the same time.
Right.
One shoe with his right hand, one shoe with his left hand.
Well, English,
I don't know how far it went, but this English teacher, yeah, was not Jewish, told me that he saw a professor do that. He wrote, I don't know if he wrote something as complicated as a tshuva from Chaim Ozer, but the Rebbe, you know, happy birthday, whatever, what he wrote, but he could write through everything. All right, anyway, but what I want to point out from this Chedush Aran, and Milchus Aran, and that Shabbos Kum Kumal, he wonders, one second, okay? Ego made the Hacha Patrina Misha Eno Shalat B'Shtei Yadav because of the small. Here the implication is that it's only when the Mishnah says you chayav either right or left hand, that's if you could taka right with both. But if you can't, so it's only with normal hand you write with. But by when you're carrying, Bila Hamotzi, Bein Bimino, Bein Mishol, we just said, you understand why by writing, by carrying, we said it doesn't matter. You carry the right hand, you carry the left hand. Either way, it's otso. That's not called Kalach Yad. Kalach Yad maybe is on your head or in your teeth or whatever. When it comes to writing, it says, you know, it's only chayav if you do it in the normal manner of doing it. Shlomo, he says, because the Hotsa Milsa the Shchicha he lismol kamol yamin avaksiva shemalacha daka lavarachal mitzvah lismol. Exactly the point. Okay, he says because that's the difference when it comes to writing. You write always with one hand. When it comes to carry, you sometimes carry in the other hand. That's again, it's all, you know, it's all the darko aspect. That's what the Shulchan points out. Okay, the Tosefta says the same thing by Tolish in Shabbos Perek Yud Alach Yud Aleph 45. Okay, hatolish bein bimino bein mitzvah. It's a chayav. Sometimes I'll pick with my right hand, sometimes I'll pick with my left hand. So it's going to vary. Bottom line, it's going to vary from malacha to malacha. Okay, the Avinezer in the Tshuva Chelak Archaim in Reish Tes in those tests writes a kosa of a small potter, and if I think of the mochin and so on. But he says dafka kosa you know chol el yochel lichtov tov a small potter l'dan. Our reshima sheyochel if you're just making a mark, okay. You just make a mark with a paint. You know, you could do that with your left hand. That would be chayav, even with your righty, with your left hand.
Right,
he's talking about righty. Okay. whichever hand is stronger. But he's talking about, what he's saying is, if you're actually writing something intelligible, if you're just making a mark, I've done it too, just to take a thing, I just want to mark something, I just something in my left hand, I'll make a mark over here. That no one has to read it. So that actually makes that chiluk. Okay? That's what the Ibn Ezra says. But the Rambam Paskin, Perkin Al, Al Chiyadal, 47, the Shabbos, of course, Hakosim is small, Al Chiyadal, Ragla, Pima Mega Potter. Even though they have, you ever see, sometimes you get in the mail, I'm on every mail list in the world, I think, but I get these mails sometimes for asking charity, to have these people, Nebuchad, paraplegics, and they send you artwork. People learn how to do it with their teeth. You ever see that?
Yeah,
you get those things in the mail. They send these postcards. Beautiful artwork, and it says at the back that this was done by so-and-so, trained, because at Nebuchad, they can't move on, but they trained to paint and to write with their teeth. Very fascinating. Could be, I don't know if they're Jewish or not, but could be for that. It would be kosher. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't know.
There was an entertainer in the 1600s. It was very short, like 2 feet tall,
yeah.
No arms. And he would put a pencil in his mouth and would draw these incredible pictures.
Okay, so there you go.
And later, like recently, they analyzed it. They zoomed into the pictures very closely. So that he was actually writing tiny like words of the Bible that they never
knew. Yeah.
And the whole picture was just...
People have been found. Interesting question. The Chai Adam, this kind of quick is not difficult. 48. Chai Adam and the Shabbat called testing base. Kol Eilu Hamalachas in Chav Achis Kederech Shosin Os Hamalacha. I'm also the Shino is Zenik Lagach and a Potter. Ketzad, Chorish is only the rice. We do it with Machrisha. We do it with the right instruments and so on. But most things only do the right hand. The Chutzman Achosiv is different. Okay. What's interesting is, I want to show you just a little bit of Lumbus in the Egli Tal. We'll finish up shortly. The Egli Tal of the Biurim, the Psicha, Os Gimel. The Biurim section of the Psicha, Os Gimel, 49. Biurim Shaltarim, Din Melocha Kelach Hayad Yesh Bishnei Ofanim. Okay, Ibn Ezra was not a brisker, but he has also two, still say Dinim, right? He says there are two different types of Melocha Kelach Hayad. Yesh HaMelocha Atzmo, Bilti Nif'eles Karoi. Okay. One kalach hayad is the melacha won't really be done. Ena nifelis shinoi beechas echos hanifal. It's not done in the normal fashion, so there's something lacking in the result. Basically, the nifal. Kinyan hanizra beotzit sheirunakov shelo knizra kiyorchei. Planting something in an otzit sheirunakov. Otzit nakov means a pot that has holes, so that people plant it because it draws its nourishment from the ground. But the plant, in a regular plant, that's not called normal. It's not going to grow the same way. So that's... What you did is the same thing. You planted here in a field, and you planted in an atzitznako. Your action was the same. It was with your right hand. It was the same action. But that's kalachariyad, because the nifal, the result, is not the same. But then he says, v'yesh melacha kalachariyad, Shoshinui be'echos ha'poel. It's done differently, okay? Below be'echos ha'nifal, but the result is the same. Kigon ha'kosa b'smolo afshin nifal v'hainu ha'ksav na'aseh karoi. The osha iman is the other. If you're trained, it's the same thing. But that, I don't know why you give kosa example. It may not be the best example, but certainly motzi mershus mershus. I did it with my left hand. The result is the same thing, right? Okay. So he says, "Hinei both on a rishon second parak shamalocha atzma ma'isa atzma bilti nasis karoy he should rechaz anifol zematzina bekama komos the shaloka darka lav klumi avzulas melechaz Shabbos even outside the realm of Shabbos if the result is not the same then it's considered abnormal and it's not a violation anywhere. Okay, it's not a violation anywhere. Balkane, for example, achila shaloka darka. We have the contents of Shalom Kedarka outside the realm of Shabbos also. Achila Shalom Kedarka. Ka'agon sh'akal chelev chai. Ate raw meat fat. It's not normal. O ire v'odavar mar. We mix something bitter into it. Okay? Hariyesh shinu b'hamaychal. Okay, he gives various other examples. So there, it's not called a ma'is achila. Ain't derech achila b'ka. You follow? So that's what the, that's what he says. So that's the So that's what that's he makes that so that's in Kol HaTorah Kulo, okay. And he gives various other examples. Of Ofan Hasheni, very end. She'ain shum shini be'echas ha'nifal, rak be'echas ha'poel, then royal is harish, and we come up on a pull a nimro. Then you did it. The result is there. Okay. If there's no change in the result is the same. So what's the difference? I did it with my right hand, I did my left hand. What's why do I make a chel? I did my head. What's the difference? The answer is Malachim Shabbos. So the Talmud says.
Otherwise, it wouldn't really matter.
Right, but Shabbos. Okay, that's the Talmud. All right.
So here is Malachim Shabbos is an interesting definition.
Well, it's another, it's an addition to it, yeah. Rosh Hashulchan 50, V'chein Nichol Malachas Machsheves. Okay, he says, including a Malachas Machsheves. By the way, you know, it's interesting again by, you know, all right, should have mentioned before, but, all right, we'll leave it at that. You look at Rosh Hashulchan, Sim Reish Mem Beis, Simchav Beis, 50. V'chein Nichol Malachas Machsheves, V'chein Nichol Malachas Machsheves, V'chein Nichol Malachas Machsheves, V'chein Nichol Malachas Machsheves, V'chein Nichol. So he's adding something else now. It has to be done the way it was done in the Mishkan. Malachas Choresh V'Choshev. That's the language of the Pasuk. Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Choresh V'Choshev. Yeah. Yeah. Aval Kol She'en Amayis Umnos Lo Marikim Malachas Shabbos. So that may be a little different. That may not be. It's taking Tosa, but it may not be a Malach at all. Not just Malachas Machsheves. Maybe it's not a Malach at all. Yeah, that's what possibly emerges in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, so I'm not sure. In other words,
only professional,
the top notch way. That's still us in Darbonim, fine. Okay. I should just stress, usually Shina is not a reason to be Makel completely. Okay. And as we saw, not all Shina are the same. But that's an emergency there. Just to finish off, two cases where the Gemara has doing something with the Shina. One is a famous case in Pesachim, Samach Bav Mer Aleph. Okay, talking about 51, Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos. So we know, even for us, that's a big tumult, right? When do you get rid of the chametz, and when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, right? So we can't burn the chametz on Shabbos, so when do you get rid of it? And all the stuff is Erev Shabbos, and how do you get three Shabbos meals in? Okay, well, you know, we had it a couple years ago, right? It wasn't that long ago. I think during the pandemic, I was like, I think during that 12-year pandemic. Erev Pesach on Shabbos.
Oh.
Last year was Erev Pesach on Friday. That's not as big a problem. Erev Pesach on Shabbos, when do you burn your chametz? Not Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Okay, how do you get in three Shabbos meals? You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah. And what Tumult about it? People don't eat shalosh shoes all year long. Suddenly I'm not going to shalosh shoes that Shabbos. Okay, but you know, all kinds of
things.
Yeah, during the pandemic. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, comes up. But in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, there's even bigger problem. What about the Korban Pesach? So the answer is the Korban Pesach and run on Shabbos. But you had to bring your stuff to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos. So the Gemara discusses Amar Rebbe, Shochach, below Heli Sakim Erev Shabbos Mahu. Can't bring, carry the knife to the Beis Hamikdash Shabbos. Yeah, how you shecht? What are you going to do? So they answered Amar Lo Shamati V'Shochach. I forgot the Teret, the Hillel, and the Bnei Beserah there. That's the famous Gemara. Ela Harachon Yisrael, Amein Nevi, and Heim Bnei Nevi, man. But they saw they'll figure out what to do. So what happened the next day? Misha Pisco Tles, someone who had this type of a carbon pencil of a lamb, Tochvo Bitsamro. He kept stuck the knife in the animal's hair, in the what they call it, the wool. And the animal, that's how he carried it. Misha Pisco Div was a different type of goat, whatever, didn't have. So Tochvo Ben Karno. And then raw mice, just called Locha, but Omar Kachma Gwarab Mishmayan of Tayan. Then they remembered, yeah, that's what Shmayan of Tayan, the early authorities that passed like that. All right. The issue is it's a din of Shrisa Behemta, and but this is Kalach Yad and so on. All right. So the Gemara on that, then he asked some of that's on some of Bob Maralam. So Bob and Bayes, Bavalo Mechamer, but you're having an animal do something for you on Shabbos. You have a din of Shrisa Behemta. You're not allowed to have your animal do something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But then it's Mechamer Kalach Yad. Okay. So Kalach Yad, because it wasn't normal, you didn't put on the animal's back. He stuck it in its horns, he stuck it in its wool. That's okay. But the Gemara says, good. But he destroyed the Raisa, like, okay, so how to violate? You know, there's a din of Shish Mehenta, because the Pasuk says, Losa Sachamalacha Ato, Ubin Chavitecha, Abdu Chamoscha, Ubehemtecha, or Gercha, Behemtecha, right? Maybe it says Gercha first, no, I think Behemtecha. No, I forgot. Ubehemtecha, right? So that's called Shish Mehema. not that the animals to keep Shabbos, but you can't have your animal violate Shabbos. So why isn't that a problem here? So the answer is because it was done kalach hayad. That's our magic word, mechamer kalach hayad. Right, but still, isur d'rabanan yik is still asur d'rabanan. Okay, the answer is yeah, that's asur d'rabanan. But it's makom mitzvah, so makom mitzvah, it was okay. All right, anyway, that's one case. Just again, by kalach hayad. Another case of kalach hayad.
In general, is that like totally pater in that case? I'm not sure about
all. Makom mitzvah, makom mitzvah, yeah. Makom mitzvah, look at it, huh? Because you make, well, they made exer, they make carry the shofar. So you should say what? We put your animal. You know, that's exer, exer rabba, you'll carry. By the Russian. He was already there. It was a shinoi. You're putting in the animal's wool. You weren't carrying it the normal way.
But you said the same thing by shofar.
You could come up with a way to do it kalach hayad.
Yeah.
You'd have to come up with a way to kalach hayad. Yeah, but there,
I'm wondering, once you establish, like, okay, you have to do a kalach hayad by shofar, like, is it really kalach hayad anymore?
No, that makes it real, right? Yeah. Now, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? That they must carry it, put in the animals? Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be kalach hayad?
Carrying is not, you were carrying it out kalach hayad. They made exerit, don't carry. You're asking, what if they did a kalach hayad? What if they carried the shofar kalach hayad and the animals put the horn on the animal's horn? Okay, so he carried a kalach hayad. Sure. So now would you allow to blow shofar? That's a different question. We assume that once the made these areas, you can't even blow shofar if you want to.
Okay? You
can't blow shofar in your house either.
Here it seems much more likely to make mistakes. If the xera, the purpose is to prevent potential mistakes, in this case, this seems far more susceptible to mistakes.
Why didn't they ask her altogether to bring the knife?
By the same logic. It's the same.
They had knives. Many people had knives. Yes.
So they had knives and
knives. Yeah, but they didn't have a guy. Well, Korban Pesach in Zarkin. The case was they never had knives. Whatever it was, just only people. But you're asking, how was the angels make the shulsim? But why didn't they make exera? Why didn't they make exera against? So there's a lump, I mean, late on time, but there's a lumbish, we have a xera that, supposed to be Yasus HaPesach Mardo Philip Shabbos. Okay? There's a Taz, there's a famous Taz, it has in three places. One is by Rosh Hashanah, since you're asking. Okay? Yes, once they made xera against Baal Shofar, because he might carry, should never blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah, because it's Shemisak and Klai Shir. You don't play musical instruments on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So forget about Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. It has quotes in Mizrahi, yes, this kasha. Why not say in Tavkuf Peches? Why don't you say there's never a Shabbos? So it has the other answer to that question. It has says because the Chachamim do not have the authority to ask us something which the Torah beferish allows. But most Xerath Rabbanim, let's say Bas V'Chalav, okay? So the Chachamim extended it to chicken, not only red meat, but also chicken. The Torah doesn't say one way or the other about chicken. So then the Rabbanan can put the Torah can ask it. But if the Torah says something specific, so that's how, for example, the Taz says, we have a Xerim. The Ram really has the Kasha before the Taz. This Kasha is a different Derech. But the Ram asks, how come they didn't ask for a bris on Shabbos? Because he may carry the baby to shul. Or the mom may carry the knife to shul and so on and so forth. So the Ram gives a different Derech. He says, but that's not everybody. It's one person. I'll remember whatever Derech he gives. But the Taz says, because since it's the clearance of Kosovo, Wayom Ashmini, and we darshan Yom Ashmini, I feel the Shabbos. So it's like the Beferish Limud, so that the Chacham could Nasser. Chacham don't have the authority to ask that. And not everyone agrees with this Taz. The Chavis Yor attacks it, never keep it. It's a longish topic. Okay, I just gave a shiur about it. That's why I'm a little close offhand, because I gave a shiur in the community, since I spoke about the last week about the Rabbanan have the authority to Aser. It's not that the Torah prohibits, expressly permits. Because as last week said, it says, L'anochri sashir, you can lend with a goy, an interest, says the Chumash, and yet the Gemara says you're not supposed to lend even to a goy with interest. With an exception, whatever. But so Taz's question comes up. Chavis Yor says, you see from there that Taz is wrong. You give me some sofa, and the Mechasalos, they all answer the question. Anyway, but be that as it may, I was thinking about it, because you just asked, you say the same thing by Shabbos, by Korban Pesach on Shabbos, because there's a Mefirish Limud. Well, you have Yasus a Pesach Mado, a field of Shabbos. Right, so maybe that's why. All right, but anyway, getting back to that. The last thing I want to show you is the Ksuba stuff, Samachan Aleph. This is just about the, and it's about Cholah. That's what I want to bring in, because sometimes we're making about Cholah. The Gemara Ksuba, Samachan Aleph, says, Tanya, Remenus Omer Goneach, Yonek Cholah B'Shabbos. The Goneach is some kind of a person who's got chest pain, heart pains, as Rashi says, Ksuba, Samachan Aleph, Hamiyala became terribly uncomfortable. And they assumed that drinking goat's milk was good, was a medication. Yonek Cholah, Yishum Refuah. Milk of a goat was, at least in those days, assumed to be medicinally beneficial for this type of illness. Okay? Huh? I don't know exactly what it was, but maybe it's got heartburn. So you allowed him to drink directly from the milk, drink directly from the goat. So it's a my time. Yonek is mefarik kelachayat. That's mefarik, right? You're removing something, it's a total dosh, removing something from its source. Rashi says, "Mefarik, I know they don't walk from Shagotabon, below Menach Chuber, Elamenach Tolosh, told to the Doshu, and so on. It's a problem." The Gemara says it's allowed because Mokum Tzara LeGozer Abonim. They didn't make the decree. The guy was sick; he's in great pain. They didn't make the decree. And one of the and Amar Yosef, Halacha Rabbi Marinus, he's right. That's what he passed. And the second case, Tanya, Nochem is guy Omer Tzinor Shalobo Kashkashin. You have a pipe, a drain pipe, that various Kashkashin means in this case, you know, like twigs and weeds, gook, you know, dirt, the weed twigs got stuck in it. So now the pipe's going to back up, right? So memachan beraglo betzina b'shabbos. You're allowed to kick it with your foot to clear the junk out of it. Okay, betzina has to be private. It's a marasayin question. It's important to learn marasayin, not for now. So my time, and mesakin kelachayad, even though now you're making it workable again. It's mesakin kelachayad. That's not the normal way you clean a pipe by kicking it. Umakom pseidel goes abona, because otherwise the water's going to rain, the water's going to back up and flood the house. Umakom pseidel goes abona, and Omer Yosef, Ochi Nochem Ishgayu. So that's the sugi over there. So the Ran on the riff over there, and Shabbos by us, Samach Aleph and Aleph, talks about Kalachar Yad. So he says, by a different Gemara, okay, why did they say you should do it through a goy? Okay, and anything which, Sakonim or goy can do it, right? So the Ram brings up that from this case in Ksubas that it's a different that's perhaps even the Shino somehow may even be better, so to speak, than doing it through a goy. And the Egalei Tal, the last thing I have in Chorish, Malchus Chorish, in the Biurim Yudbeis Oschaz, Mechamer Mefurish B'Shas Tzokim, the Mechamer Kaliachad Mocha Mitzah is allowed, okay, and even though Kalachad Emel Shulis, and it's kill Yishar Shusim. This Kalach HaYad is a lesser violation than other Shusim. That's what I want to bring out from this round and Segle Tal, from those two cases, that doing with a Shino is a lesser violation even than, let's say, Amir Onach or other things, the lesser type of violation. Okay, so, that concludes this. And Bezos from tomorrow, we'll do this continued exceptions based on what happened on Shusim. Okay, we'll stop. Yeah.